So I guess what I've been thinking about is that how being so new to medicine, like what are the lessons that I've learned that I think are unique to sort of being in this interesting position where I don't really have a lot of the scientific and the diagnostic knowledge, and I don't have a lot of the clinical intuition yet that just comes from working in a field for years and years. But I think it's really opened me up to a lot of realizing the parts of healing that don't necessarily come from this book learning that I spend, you know, many hours doing. I think it's interesting for me because I did not come from a medical background. I really never expected to end up in medical school. In fact, it was the exact opposite. I sort of thought going to medical school for a long time. I was in undergrad and throughout my life, I've always been really just fascinated by bodies and by stories of embodiment, especially sort of bodies experiencing the extremes. So the pain of bodies, the pleasure of bodies, what illness can tell us, and a lot of that came through in my studies of medical anthropology. And I was doing all of these critical studies of medicine, and I got really good at pointing out where things went wrong and what could be problematic and what could be oppressive about medicine, that it took me a really long time to come around to the fact that I just really wanted to be, you know, in the bowels of the beast, and I wanted to be doing the work. And so medical school sort of became a challenge to myself that, sure, it's great, I can tell you everything that's wrong about medicine, but what if I sort of turn that fire on its head and try to channel it into actually doing the work myself and working to improve it and working to build spaces that I wanted to see in medicine. So I think a lot of what I've brought into first year has been about, has sort of been leaning into my nervousness of starting medical school, about feeling that it's okay to have come from not a scientific background, for having taken time off before school. Especially, I mean, growing up, I didn't know any doctors who weren't ever like actively treating me, and coming from that background and channeling those nerves, I think, has taught me some really interesting lessons. And that's sort of where I'm coming from. But I think that what first year of medical school has really driven home for me is that because it's new to me, because medicine is new, because diagnostics are new, I've really been trying to let the patients I see guide me and let their embodied experiences guide me. And while I do that partially because I think it's really philosophically important, I think working as a team in medicine is one of the best things you can do therapeutically, but also just because I need that help, that I don't know these, you know, big diagnostic categories. I don't know all of the drugs yet. And so I really have to ask my patients, you know, can you help me? Can you walk me through what you're experiencing and where you think it came from? I was thinking before you called that there's, in one of my clinical placements, I work almost exclusively with folks who are homeless, and a lot of them talk about how the communities they live in and the places that they go to eat or to find shelter, there's a lot of, you know, knowledge traded around about medicine and about health and about what's this rash and, you know, what does this cough sound like. And I think one of the, you know, beautiful things about knowing, being new to medicine and still learning, this is also one of the terrifying things about it, is that I can really try and draw on my patients' embodied knowledge to help both of us. So I saw a patient the other day who was, you know, really a very simple case. I think for an experienced physician, it would have been completely obvious. But for me, who's new, this patient came in with a rash. And I said, you know what? My dermatology knowledge is not that strong yet, so let's go through this together. Let's walk through everything. You show me, you know, what it looks like on your arm. You describe the, you know, what you were doing before you got it, and you tell me where you think it came from. And I think that that's one of the real strong lessons that I've been learning in first years that I really don't want to forget as I do gain that knowledge and as I do become more comfortable with diagnostics, to really keep that humility and that respect for embodied knowledge and the sense that, patients are sort of hold a lot of that information that's going to be useful. Both coming from a medical anthropology background and being a dual degree student, in that I'll be getting my PhD in medical anthropology while I'm in medical school, that it's a nice way to sort of keep those themes that show up in anthropology and show up in medical humanities going. The skills of ethnography, the skills of storytelling. I think it's a nice way to, as a first-year medical student, to sort of hone up on those skills. It is interesting that I am lucky is that I work with one of my supervisors, has sort of really tries to structure the kind of patients I see based on, yes, what is going to be useful and what's going to, guide my learning, but a lot about is thinking about, as a medical student, I have sort of the luxury of time in a lot of clinical settings and try and really use it well. And so sometimes I'll have a supervisor, which I just appreciate so much, who will choose a patient who they think could especially use someone to talk to, or, really enjoys telling stories, and assign them to see me before they see her. And I think that's, I feel really lucky to work in at least one clinical setting that really sees the therapeutic power in storytelling. I was really nervous coming into medical school that I was moving across the country. I was leaving behind, the city where all of my friends and all of my family were. And it's funny when you realize that, I don't know how to make friends as an adult in a non-structured context. And that I found it's really that sense of being a beginner at something and being thrown into this world of medicine has really forged some very deep bonds with folks. And so I feel lucky that I've sort of identified a gang of friends that we do spend time sort of taking apart our experiences in clinic and questioning what it means to go into medicine. I was a little worried when I started medical school that the process of applying and deciding to go would be the last time it was sort of given voice the problematic issues of medicine. And I think that's something that in my first year I've really been thinking about a lot, and I wish was talked about a little bit more explicitly in medical schools, that I think there is a lot of interesting discussion about disparities and about access to healthcare in terms of logistics, which is, economic and location. And I think that sort of access is really, really important. But I feel like it's not often talked about that for some people and for a lot of people in communities I've been a part of and friends that I've had, like walking into a doctor's office is more like walking into a lion's den. It's entering a space that has either, hurt you before or, hurt your families or been a problematic presence in your communities. Like, this is a space where you've felt sick in, where you've, been pathologized. For a lot of people, a doctor's office is not a space of healing. And so I've been thinking a lot about, as someone who's entering this medical community, about what stigma reduction looks like as a form of access, is thinking about access to medical care, not just in terms of how you get it and where you get it, but in about how it's emotionally and politically accessible to people. And trying to really grapple with, and I really don't have any answers yet, and I probably never will, but understanding my, often really fraught and sometimes really beautiful position as someone who's, so deep in the bowels of medicine, and to try and understand how I can, even in my, little role as a first year, try and identify spaces that open up access you enter just having no idea what it's going to be like. And while I carry with me all of the problematic aspects of medicine, and I try and continually remind myself of it, what it does come down to is I just have been gratified to realize that I absolutely adore this work, that what makes me, you know, get up in the morning is working with people experience transition. And even if that transition is something as little as, you know, changing a dose of a medication, that's something that affects people. That affects people's sense of self, and it affects people, you know, the way they interact in the world. And that scales up into bigger issues of translation, of birth and death, and of, you know, illness identity, which is something that I'm especially fascinated by, how as doctors and how as healers and other health professional students, we can offer ourselves not only as diagnosticians and not only as offers of treatment, but really as guides to sort of help people grapple with what it means to have a diagnosis and what it means to have this often new, often confusing identity as someone who is sick in this world. And I think that's something that as a first year medical student can be really powerful, because oftentimes that you're sort of there with the patient, you know, as they're learning about a diagnosis or as they're learning about a new treatment, you're going through the exact same educational process, often right alongside them. And I think that can be a really useful experience to have, and something that I hope, you know, I carry with me going forward, is that that experience of humility.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.